ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Hey, y'all. We are here for a fantastic episode for one of our coaches who is leading the way. I mean, she is setting the standards. I'm behind the scenes, like rushing to keep up with her and those of you who are coming after her to become a professionally trained, skilled Black woman, Christian certified life coach. Coach, take a minute. Tell the people who you are.
My name is Rock Singleton. I am a wife, mother, daughter, sister. Been married for 20 years, 21 in February. I have 3 awesome kids, ages 24, 19, and 17. So yes, I have a senior this year. And then I'll be having an empty nest. So yes, I am beat about that.
Girl, you busy.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. So 21 years, that's what, 2 decades and then some?
Yes.
You about to go through empty nest like a lot of our future Black life coaches. They're approaching empty nest. They're approaching retirement. They're like, okay, it's my time. This exactly. is for me. I'm ready, Dr. AJ. Certify me. So what made you at this point in your life want to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach?
Well, that has been my goal for at least 5 or 6 years. I was in a program at my church called Journey to Adulthood. I also been in all aspects of the children's ministry. I was the director. I was also in the dance ministry. But the Journey to Adulthood ministry was getting our juniors and seniors ready for adulthood. So that next step after they graduate, we was helping them with more information about finances, money, making proper decisions, even in their prayer life. So I truly, truly enjoyed it. I felt empowered giving them information that they will need and use. So that really launched my interest in becoming a life coach. Always seen some life coaching. For me doing it right now, like you said, it's my time. It's my time to do what I want to do, what I really want to do. I don't want to be at the post office all my life. So I want to start doing something that I truly, truly enjoy. So that's the biggest reason why I invested in myself, I'll say.
And that's awesome, because a lot of people have the full-time jobs. Like I heard you mention the post office, and you know, you wanted to do something next, and you kind of were already in the coaching arena, especially if you're working with youth. And we have a lot of people that come from church who are used to volunteering, and we have a heart for the next generation. And so already being in that type of environment, you're like, okay, what's my next step to make this like official? And that certification definitely helps you with that next step on the journey. So with you being a part of your church's ministry and a full-time job worker who wanted to plan her next steps, and you're a mom and a wife and probably so much more we ain't got time to go into, like, did you already know who you were wanting to help as a new coach, bringing all your life experience into coaching? Did you kind of have top of mind who your target audience would be as a newly certified Black woman, a Christian life coach?
Yes, I did. So I want to assist women who been doing the same thing over and over again, but want to get out of it and don't really know how to get out off the hamster wheel, as we say, to help them get off of it and just start doing what it is that they always wanted to do. Why? Because that was me. I kept doing the same thing over and over and over again. And just wanting to do what I want to do, and doing it, let me say that, and doing it. I believe that recognizing their what is the proper word? Not mistakes, but key points that can, you know, like, hey, you know, like what you said, like asking the right questions to have them think of why they do it. That's one thing. I am a good question. I can ask great questions, you know, get people to think. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you were ready to coach them through to their next as well as you were on your way to yours, is what I hear.
Exactly. That is it.
That is awesome. So what led you to the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC?
So I'm following on Instagram. And Instagram, last year, I was looking for another certification, just trying to get certified in a way that I can do it myself because I work full time. And so, you know, making lives and classes, that's something I could not do. So I've been looking into it. I done read. I'm like, oh man, one day I will. And the opportunity for me to come up with the money for it. And then I saw, hey, there's a scholarship. Yay. went on. I was like, I'm going to do it. And I did it. So me choosing this certification class course is something that I believe that I was meant to do at the right time. It kept popping up. Coming up in my feed, coming in, I'm reading. I also saw when doing the grants, I believe that's what it was. I think you did a posting about a classes of getting grants, I believe. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, yes, that's what I need to be a part of. And, you know, I liked it. And, you know, I don't know if I kept it, but I know I liked it. But it kept coming up. And I did it.
I love that. And grants are something that we added to the mix. I have so much fun teaching it. And so our original dream for putting it out there was to teach women who find themselves at a place where they are ready to be certified, but maybe it's not in their monthly budget just yet. So, you know, they're looking for opportunities like having someone else fund their certification process. So I started to teach and put it out there about how you can use grants to do that. I fell in love with it, became so addicted. Like I adopted it as a new hobby for applying for grants on y'all's behalf, like the group of future Black life coaches. Like my dream right now is to have grants supply us with at least a six-figure separate bank account that's just sitting there waiting for women who are looking to become certified, and we can give them a scholarship to go through the training, whether it's a partial scholarship or full scholarship. And we, in 2022, gave away $15,000 with doing
it. Oh, that is awesome.
I mean, it added up quick too. So you are speaking to the next generation of coaches who are looking to be certified and have it at least partially funded. And I love it because that gives opportunity for more people to go through at the same time versus waiting on just one person to be able to come through with all of the money. But I love meeting women like you who come and tell their stories, like, listen, I was at this place, you know, my life is getting ready to be in that next phase. I was looking for my opportunity to make what I already know how to do official. You were already in that coaching environment. You just wanted to bring it on in. And as a researcher, God starts to plant these little seeds. And like y'all Absolutely. Always tell me, like, you popped up in my feed. I saw your lives. I watched your replay. I saw your YouTube. I listened to this podcast, Black Life Coach Radio. So the opportunities are out there. My coach calls that following the breadcrumbs. And so when you start to do your research, you are following the trail of breadcrumbs that I've put out there. And God is like, okay, daughter, it's your time for both of us. So, you know, I'm on the back end preparing for you guys with the grant opportunities and things like that. You are on the other end, like, all right, coach, put me in, I'm ready. And then you just knew, like you said, okay, this is that time. I've been looking and I've been researching. And so now it's here. You have found us. What made us different? Like, why us? Because you could have went with any other training that's out there right now.
So why you? One, the simplicity. How plain you made it in your description of, hey, this is what I'm going to offer you. This is what you're going to get. And I am here for you. You know, I don't want to be like, oh, one, I do have, sometimes I have a problem with asking questions. So I always try to figure things out. But me feeling comfortable enough to come to you and ask questions if I have any, because I came to you a couple of times asking some questions, because I'm like, hey, I don't know, something's tripping. I don't know. And you got in touch with me in a very timely manner. You know, I was at work, I think, once, and you answered my message. I was like, oh, no, let me answer her. I don't want to feel like I'm ignoring her. So I answered real quick. But yeah, the scholarship as well. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. The scholarship was a big, big plus for me. And yeah, like I said, the simplicity that you said, once you got on the website and you read and what's going on, you're like, this is how it's going to go. You don't feel rushed. You have your time to do it. You can go over it as many times as you need. I'm here for you. Don't be scared. You know, just I'm here. And those things really, really made me feel comfortable in trusting the certification class.
I'm so happy to hear that. We get a lot of compliments on our customer service and that timely communication. And that's what it's about, because our coaches are all over the world. So I'm here on East Coast time. We have coaches in Cali and other countries. So I am mindful of that. So when I get messages at 10 and 11 at night, my time, I'm like, oh, it's daytime. Someone else, somewhere else in the world. And I'm up anyway, scrolling TikTok. Mm-hmm. So let me chat with our coaches and give them the answer. I mean, you know, that's like my cue to be like, all right, get back on track. You know, then I go back once I chat with you guys. And I feel better, because that way I don't have to, you know, put it on the back burner, answer later. And it's right there. And I know that you waiting on me to answer is preventing you from moving forward in the training. So I'm like, let me get them the answer they need and help them to move forward. So let's talk about that training. What was the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification self-study training process like for you? Like you mentioned, going through it at your own pace and being able to go back through it at your own pace. What else was a part of the training process for you that you can help a future Black life coach with?
The worksheets. The worksheets that you had for us to fill out for ourselves made me think like, oh, yeah, you know, these are okay. I know how to reword. I know how to change my train of thought. Also like, oh wow, I never thought of this type of scenario before. The worksheets, putting it to paper is helpful for me. And also listening to the the podcast and the lessons that you was going through with in the lesson clarified some things for me, made me understand and feel confident in like coming up with policies and your pricing. You know, that's one thing. I will low budget. I'll be cheap, but I can't be cheap because I know my worth. Mm-hmm. So that helped me a lot, meaning the price is the price, you know? So yeah, those three things build my confidence up into pursuing the life coach.
I like that. And like you said, my price is my price. Don't ask me no question. And that's that confident. I always talk about coaches who can confidently convert conversations to clients, cash checks, and credit cards. And that's exactly what I mean. You know that you have put forth the financial investment, the mental investment. You've studied to show thyself approved, like the Bible says. You have gone through this training process. You set aside time in addition to everything you had going on. And now it's time to put a price on that skill. And that gives you that confidence to quote that price, stand firm, not back down, and find the right people who will invest. Even if you create unique opportunities for them to invest, like we have done with the scholarships and the grant opportunities. But it's all about serving the people who need you and see the value in what you do, and knowing that they have been looking for someone like you and they finally found you. And then they're like, let me see how I can make this work. So congratulations to you for seeing, you know, that straight out of the gate. Like, that's a skill to be able to put a price on what you do and not immediately start counting your clients' pockets, whether or not they can afford it, or you're discounting it, despite, like I just mentioned, everything you've been through to get here. And that's worth some money. So what other hacks or tips can you share for future Black women Christian certified life coaches?
Don't rush. Take your time to understand it. Take the notes, reread your notes. You know, don't worry about, oh my God, I'm not a good speller. I'm not. Write it down. And then of course you go back and be like, oh my God, I didn't spell it right. But don't worry about it at the moment. Write it down. Ask the questions, because you don't know. If you don't know, how else you gonna know? Definitely take your time. Don't feel like, oh, it's good to have a goal date. But if you don't proceed that goal date, because I did it. I was planning on being done with it in a week. I was off for a week. And I said, I'm going to be done. But by the time I go back to work, I wasn't. I was done the following week. But I almost started beating myself and my kids. I was like, no, Mom, you're doing it. Just keep going. Do what you got to do and keep moving. I was like, you're right. I did not have no issue with it once I was like, wait a minute, I did do it. And I know what I'm doing. So just go on and move on with it. So yeah, don't feel like you're being rushed to get it done within 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Take your time for you, whatever you need. That's a great advice I have.
That is great advice to share with future life coaches, because we have had people who start the program. And like I tell you guys, after you graduate, it's a lot of people that wish they had made it to the point that you just got to. And I really enjoyed watching your journey, because that's why I lock parts of the training and you have to request access. Cause I'm like, it keeps me up to date with where you are. Like, I know you just didn't invest with this and you went on about your life. You're actually going through the trainings. I know where you are. I know when you ask a question to say, keep listening, because that answer's coming up. There were 80 plus, 100 plus people who have gone through this certification with me. And we've worked out the kinks. We've answered the frequently asked questions. A lot of it comes from excitement. You want to hurry and get through. So you're like, let me ask Dr. AJ, see if I can skip that part. And we literally have coaches mm-hmm. who say, you know, do I have to do this part? Do I have to do that? I'm like, go through it all. I have answered every question. And so when you go through the training and I'm following your journey and I'm seeing your activity in the training, in the private Facebook group for the Ladies of Legacy, And those are our graduated coaches, by the way, for those who don't know. They become what we call the Ladies of Legacy. We have a private Facebook group. And when I saw you put your request for your next step and you're announcing, hey, guys, I'm on this part. I could use help with this, this, and this. And our previous coaches, our certified coaches, reach back and they're like, I got you. And that lets me know that this program is doing exactly what God gave me the vision for and helped me to design it for. And when I saw you were at this part where I know I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so close. She's about to finish. Let me hurry up and do what I'm supposed to do on the back end. And then when you said, so you finished, you sent in your assignments and you're like, yeah, by the way, I want to announce this tomorrow to my group. And I'm like, oh, that was my cue to get on it. That was my goal date to make sure you had your graduation graphic, your certificate, and everything else that comes after graduation. So it was like a little cute cue that was like,
I forgot. I forgot I put that in there.
You did. That's how that subtle hand. I was like, okay, I got to move her to the front of the queue. She did everything she was supposed to do. Let me make sure we fully deliver. And we got that thing done. And the next thing you know, all the coaches in the group were surrounding you, celebrating with you, and telling you congratulations because they know what it's like to be on that side. So thank you for sharing the hack to set a goal and then throwing a goal date out to me. Like, by the way, you know, can you help me reach this other goal by announcing it officially the next day? You got less than 24 hours. So I thought that was so cute. So what about the training surprised you? Like, did anything else surprise you or jump out at you as you were going through the training? Like you said, you noticed it was simple. You could go back as long as you took your notes and reread them and you had your goal. What other things jumped out and surprised you or you didn't expect about the training itself?
The will of life. That training part was like, oh, wow, I never thought about a will of life and what was put in it. That made me think like, okay, well, where's this section? Oh, well, I give this a 5. I gave this a 6. This is about an 8. That one, will one help me realize there are areas that I may need to work on, but then there's areas like, oh wow, you always have been there. That one right there really did do something to me in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that will of life was very interesting. Never thought about asking.
Go ahead.
Oh, never thought about those categories asking where you rate yourself 1 to 10.
Right. And so the will of life is this universal coaching exercise. I was taught it going through the training. I've seen so many other coaches teach it. It's like a staple in the certification community. And while you can, you know, go out and do it on your own, to come through this training and find out what those sections mean and the new sections that I put on there, because I think it's originally it was like 8 areas, but then I thought of some more to add in there. And then taking a moment to break down what each section, how you define it in life and how you would explain it to your coaching clients. So not only they get it, but you get it. I like that you took time to coach yourself through that self-coaching model of what do I rate myself in these areas before I go and help someone else through it. And you can tell your clients you've literally sat on that side of the coaching seat to be coached through that process. Because if you've never thought about those areas of your life, or you didn't know this activity exists, or you've never heard it broken down like I share in the training, you really won't know how deep you can go, or it may not give you that aha that I hear that you've had by going through it and being introduced to it for the first time. So a lot of people love that particular activity because it's also a way that I share as a secret in our training, like this is how you get your clients to return. And I show you how to use each section to do that. So to hear that you took your time, you went through it, you coached yourself through it, and you got some ahas and takeaways, like that is a good surprise and a good tip. Any other favorite parts of the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification self-study system? Any type of like, I really like this, this helps. I'm going to come back to this, or I'm going to be sure to share this part with my clients. Like, what part would you say was your favorite if you could name just one?
Oh, the one is saying that you are there, you're there to listen and to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that it was you give advice. You give advice about that much, but you are really there to listen and ask questions. And once I truly understood that, I'm like, okay, you get the answers and you work, they work it out, and you're there to be like, hey, how about this? Hey, how about that? What do you mean by this? What do you mean by that? That is what makes a lot of sense. Because I know people, so what is a life coach? I'm like, you know, you just help people out, get through situations and whatnot. But no, you're helping them with a topic and you're asking them the question so they can figure it out more or less by themselves. Because these questions, they're not asking themselves. Mm-hmm. So someone else can ask the right questions and they can get the right answers. I was like, oh, that's it. That's it.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell people, even if you hear some people say, oh, coaching and the certification is just a piece of paper, you really don't need it, but you do. Like, you need to understand the skill of coaching. A lot of people think they've quote unquote already been coaching. And what they compare that to is they've been given advice. They've been sharing their opinion. They've been quote unquote mentoring, but they haven't been coaching, which is, like you just said, and I'll reiterate, listening and asking questions, especially those questions that people may not have heard outside of themselves. Exactly. Or so I love the response when coaching clients say, you know, I've never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so to put a life goal out there and to have someone sit and just drill you with these really good questions that make you think and get closer to taking the next steps and implementing the action on those goals to get results, like, that is so valuable. And when you can show people that you're skilled in that area, that's coaching. That's where the confidence to go out and put those skills into place and charge from, that's where all of that come from. So I love that your favorite part of the training is learning how to coach.
Exactly. Yes.
What it's there for. Any other aha moments or takeaways from the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System?
Aha moment. One of them, I can't remember which one it was, but it was a question on oh goodness. It's like saying a negative, but turning it around. One of the questions was, my spouse don't support my dream or don't support me in what I'm doing. I cannot really change that way because I didn't have to deal with that. I told my husband that. I was like, wow, there was a question on there that had me stump on how to change the way of thinking, because I'm like, I don't have that issue, but I end up changing it. But I was like, I was stumped for a while to change that thought, because I could not fathom that saying that my spouse don't support it. So that was a big aha moment. And it was more or less of a moment for my support. I'm about to cry. So for my support. So that the questions make you think about you and what it is that you're going through and or that is involved in your life. So that question right there, that was an aha moment for me.
Yes, I love that. And I'm glad to hear that you come from the opposite end of that question. Mm-hmm. I have had hundreds of conversations since 2016, which is when I first became a trainer. And a lot of them really influence that question. A lot of people think that they can't get certified. They can't take their next step. They can't say yes to getting a coach because they have to have the approval of others, whether others are their spouse, family members, kids, coworkers, church members. I have heard everything from my pastor spoke against it, preached about it over the pulpit.
Oh no.
I have been a part of just listening in on conversations where, you know, husbands might say, no, not right now, or we don't have the money, when literally the wife is sitting there with the credit card in her hand, knowing what's in the account. And they're influenced to go the other way because they don't have the support they need to do what's next for them. I also love the conversations that say, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to do this for me. I have set aside this budget. I have earned this money. I have, you know, went and got a new credit card, or I have started to save for the last few months. Or like one lady, when she got her stimulus, she's like, I'm taking half and I'm applying it to my certification, or I've got the cause. This is my birthday treat to myself. So Black women, when we make up our mind, and a hairstylist told me this years ago, she's like, when a Black woman wants something, we make a way to get it done. It's getting done one exactly. way or another. And so to know that you have the support, or even if you don't have it, you can reframe, how can I make this support my goal, my mission, my vision? Because at the end of the day, this is your life goal.
Yes.
And so it's not speaking against anyone else's household, or having, you know, to understand how people come together and make financial decisions. That's another topic. But to see what your clients are going to show up to in your session, that specific question helps you. If you're not dealing with it, it's going to help you know how to help your client deal with it, because mm-hmm. everybody's support system looks different. And so when you get to go in and kind of reframe, you know, your definition of this thing, and then hear someone else's definition, that's when you get another aha moment, like, oh, I didn't know. That's not my experience. But to hear someone else, how can I help him or her through this? That goes back to your skill of coaching, because you've coached yourself from being stuck on that question, because you're like, I don't know how to relate, to now you're like, oh, okay. So that is a good aha moment and a good takeaway. What else did you learn, or what else did you discover or rediscover about yourself while you were going through the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System?
That I'm capable.
Yes.
That I'm capable. Just because I don't have a college degree, I'm capable. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
No, that's right. I am capable. Anything else you want to add to that?
Just because you don't have a degree, you still have something. God gave you something. Don't think of you not being a college grad as a downfall. It can be a catapult sometimes. Just feel good that you want to do something more than the norm. So, yeah, that's it.
Amen. I love that. Catapult and capable. Yes.
Yes.
So what would you tell a future Black woman Christian certified life coach who's, you know, maybe they're on the fence, maybe they're still researching or looking into it or thinking about it or praying about it or talking to their spouse about it? What advice? This is your permission to give advice, you know, since they're not here face to face to coach them and ask them questions and listen to what they're going to say. What would you share with them about their future journey and helping them to make the decision to come on over the fence, stop researching, gathering information, quote unquote, looking into it? You already prayed and asked about it. Yeah, pray without ceasing, but also see when God is answer that prayer. What would you say to them?
Do it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't talk yourself out of it, because that's what mothers do. It's okay to show up for you. You're supposed to. Your children are looking at you. Your husband is looking at you. Don't get off the fence. Get on that ground and go over there and sign up for the courses that sign up for the whole courses. Stop nitpicking into little things and getting your boot camps and stuff. Put your whole self involved in it. Get it done. Feel good about it and start living the way that you want to live.
Amen. That's some good advice. And you speaking from experience, when you do that, that's what mothers do. I was like, oh, I felt that and I ain't got no kids. But here we are, getting encouraged. I love that. And so, yeah, it's easy to overthink. It's easy to second guess. It's easy to take the cheaper route, which, like you said, sign up for all the classes and the free trainings and the email list. It's easy to say someday, but as a coach told me years ago, someday is not a day on the calendar. So that means it'll never come. And you do have to just make that decision to just do it, especially, as I mentioned earlier, when those prayers are answered, God has made a way. You got scholarship opportunities, you got payment plans available, you got a chance to check, test the water by following the coach and seeing what's what. Make a decision. That's what it's all about. Any final words of advice or wisdom? It continues. So, anything else that comes to mind that you want to wrap up our session today with, just encouraging a future Black life coach that's going to listen to this and they're going to be like, okay, she's right. Let me click the link and go ahead and sign up. What would you say?
Sign up and make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Make sure that you have the heart for it, because if you don't have the heart for it, it can get dull fast. Know that you can do it. Especially for the women who is introverts. Women who don't really talk a lot. But when they want to talk, they can and they will do it. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, your voice needs to be heard. Your voice needs to be heard and your face needs to be seen.
I like that coach. You preaching today, girl.
I try.
Your voice needs to be heard and your face needs to be seen. Well, tell us where they can see your face. Where can people find out more about you and what you have going on or coming up?
Well, my business is called Best Days Life Coaching LLC. I am on Facebook and Instagram, Best Days Life Coaching. Also, that's my business page, but my personal page is Raquel Singleton. Instagram, Facebook is Raquel Roberson Singleton. In March, I will be hosting a conversation piece. So we'll painting with a twist. So we'll be painting and having a conversation. The topic will be self-love. What does that mean? So that's will be my next event in March. Last Sunday we did vision boards, but vision boards with affirmations. That was very enlightening for a lot of people who came. Even for myself, there were quotes and affirmations in there that was phenomenal. Also, I live in Michigan, so Eastern Standard Time, a little city called Ypsilanti, Michigan, close to Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is me. This is what I'm doing. Best Days Life Coaching. I'm so proud of myself.
So I hope the journey and the cycle continues, just like how you found me from posting and living and sharing opportunities. I hope that more people find you because you are putting your voice and your face out there. Any other future goals or plans now that you are officially a Black woman Christian certified life coach? Share that with us.
My biggest goal is to come up with a life coaching program for middle schools to start off in the 7th grade. So that is my biggest goal slash plan. Because middle school is the era that middle school is the time that a lot of the I think I know what I'm doing, I'm grown mindset come in. But that's where I really want to step in and be like, hey, no, but here is what real life is. So kind of helping them get from middle school to graduation, to adulthood. So pretty much changing our journey to the Journey to Adulthood program I was at my church. to put it into a middle school stance so they can catapult themselves into adulthood.
I like that. And real quick, you mentioned that you've already started to do work in your community with the vision board party, and you got some other things coming up, plus the work with your church that's going to be a part of your success. Any other success that you can think of that you've had in the last few days since you've been officially a Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Like anything since your training that jumps out that you're like, ooh, I'm more confident, I can do this, or you've gotten this opportunity because you are certified?
Just being certified helped with my confidence. Just being certified. So the vision board party, I already had that in plan, but once I was certified, the day 2 days before, I went in with my head up high, confident, speaking clearly, just doing what I usually do. But now with that certification, just made me stand up and have my held up high. So everything that I'm doing is built with more confidence.
Yes, I love that. And like I said, when you slid that in, like, hey, I finished, I want to announce this the next day. Like that is success to be able to walk, because I could feel that. Like when you put that out there, I was like, okay, I know how it is to have that goal and then to come in with this piece of paper. I was like, let me, she should got this paper to show these people tomorrow. You know? So thank you for sharing that with us and that goal. So just this opportunity to hear your heart and to see where you came from, where you're headed, you're already in action. You are, excuse me, walking in that spiritual boldness that comes with knowing that you've taken the time to invest in your future as a Christian coach and make the impact on the legacy. Like, that is speaking volumes. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day as a certified life coach to come and encourage future coaches. Anything else on your heart that you want to share before I say my final words that I share on all of our interviews and our lives?
Well, thank you. Thank you for this program. Thank you for just being obedient and doing what God told you to do, because we always like to second guess or be like, God, it really ain't that time. But thank you. Thank you. Because I needed it. I don't know about anybody else, but I needed it.
Well, thank you, Coach. And I do hear that a lot. So you guys are letting me know I'm on the right track and we're getting y'all ready for what's next. And I'm looking forward to everybody who is being encouraged by your words on today. So again, thank you for being here and sharing your words of wisdom and being one of our newly certified Black Women Christian Life Coaches. You are now a lady of legacy. People will follow in your footsteps. They're going to reach out to you like you did the other coaches. And I love that we're building that community of sisterhood and support and Christianity and collaboration all on the back end. So it's definitely more than just coming to get a piece of paper. It's like what that opportunity could lead to. So this has been a really fun conversation. Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you want to get more information about our upcoming Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System, head over to www.futureblacklifecoaches.com. Again, www.futureblacklifecoaches.com. Come join us in the Future Black Life Coaches private Christian coaching community. We do have upcoming masterclasses, boot camps, workshops, basic trainings, anything you can think of. We put it on the back end, but it all teaches you how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach, like Coach Raquel here today. And as you see that confidence, that's our motto and our slogan. You'll learn how to confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Until we meet again, my friends, remember there's someone somewhere and they are waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs, because it's when you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. I'm Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, and of course, the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. I'll see you over at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. See you on the next episode. God bless. Bye-bye.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching training needs.